Ahoy there, landlubbers and merfolk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest, a podcast that
sails. Dan.
What the hell do you want?
I've just got a question for you.
I forgot about the interruption.
Well,
what a surprise.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
What happened
when Bluebeard fell overboard into the Red Sea?
Well, it changed a different color.
He got marooned.
You know, like Maroon 5?
I did not see that coming. That was better than expected.
You're welcome.
A podcast that sails the sea of whimsy and dives into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through seas of laughter, uncovering treasures hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity. Please laugh. And unexpected discoveries.
So out of game going forward, after he says hilarities, we should all go, ha, 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 and then just like stop immediately afterwards.
Just make it as robotic and creepy as possible.
Yeah, 100%.
Built in laugh track. Let's go. Oh, man, you guys are good at that.
We're going to kill this shit.
And blow Luke's ears. Scared him.
Blow, yeah. Did scare me.
He's like, oh, shit.
Well, to be fair, you did tell us to talk closer to the mics.
I did.
Do you have a tenant below you? Are we pissing her?
Huh? No.
Okay.
No, she's really? She works nights.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect.
Good.
Good.
Except tonight.
Except tonight.
Shut the fuck up, you pieces of shit!
Just beating on the ceiling downstairs.
So there we were on a ship.
Yep.
Night is set. We have eaten our dinner. To retcon something, little Turner Jack has a bow sitting in his lap. He's snuggling with this thing.
As much as he's talked about it, I imagine nothing less than snuggling.
Just sniffing it. Gently. Sniffing it.
The night sea air is gently passing across the ship as repairs have hit a halt. Everyone is kind of done for the day. Spent a lot of energy, time.
Huckabee is sleeping.
Huckabee is sleeping?
110%.
I will ask the group, is someone going to look out? Or is everyone just going to fall the heck asleep?
I mean, so...
Dash?
It is Dash's job. He takes his job very seriously. He is very tired. He raged 3 times today. It was a long day.
Mm-hmm.
But he would stand watch for at least the first 4 hours, and then he'd just start going and waking people up until somebody got up and did it.
Laura is not very tired, so she could probably take part of that.
Okay.
My character still has the EBGVs from the spider, so definitely would be up still.
Up still? Okay. For those of you who are going to sleep, I'm assuming you're going to sleep probably below deck, not on the main deck.
I'm going to find a crate.
Crate?
I just found a box.
Fantastic. Everyone in the group, please take a long rest.
Oh, thank
God. Thank God.
Oh. Artis is back, baby.
Huckabee needed that, love.
And there are spell slots again. And health.
To be honest, I just cared about my health.
Oof. Oh, wait.
I just wanted to not be useless again. Although, actually, Dash did some damage.
Dash did good.
He did pretty good, little monkey.
How much HP were you at?
Oh, I was still at, like...
Oh, okay.
Like... 40-something.
Oh, okay, good.
Fuck you.
Made it hit points.
As the sun hits the horizon, it's another beautiful day on the sea. A slight wind. The wind is actually... the sail's not up, but you can tell that it would drag you southwest. The wind would drag you southwest. All right. What does everyone do?
Is this the direction we needed to go, right?
Yeah, I southwest? Believe we're going to southwest. We're going to...
Fortuitous.
Could someone move Laura?
You guys definitely have no idea where the fuck you were going. You barely know where
you're
at.
That's right. We're just trying to get to the next port.
Well, hopefully we find it soon.
Well, the sun is rising. The sun always rises in the east.
East,
right?
Captain.
East. This world rotates the other way.
I don't know. Give me a check. A history check, I guess.
That's not a good one.
What'd you roll?
I rolled 2. With a plus zero.
Yeah, it rises in the east. I'm heavily winking at you.
So if the sun rises on the left, that means that's east.
Yep, that's how it works, Captain.
That's the way I'm facing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really doesn't matter. We can't control where we're going anyway.
What the hell is it? The mast is fixed, isn't it?
Yeah, but we still...
Yep, the helm is fixed.
The helm, thank you.
It's not all done. As the DM just stated, there's still work to be done.
I did.
Yeah,
I know you
did.
Okay.
I'm getting ahead of myself and getting really excited about the ship.
Captain.
Okay, there is a captain's quarters.
Where we end up.
I would like to investigate that.
Okie dokie.
While he's investigating,
I've not made it my quarters yet.
Come out of his box feeling fresh and rejuvenated, strumming on his lute and just singing a song.
Just background music for everybody to work to.
Come on, just don't leave us hanging. What's up?
Yeah, what song?
Two ships in 2 days. We barely missed the haze. We've almost sank twice, but that's not thrice. We got another day all up in our own way. Where we're drifting, nobody knows. But here we go.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Very good, Huckabee.
Oh, boys, I feel fucking lovely.
I feel rejuvenated. It's a great night's sleep.
Oh, it was fucking dandy, I'll tell you.
I have to admit, this is the best I've felt in a while.
Yeah. It's probably because we're not being fucking attacked.
And there's no more spiders.
Well, this thing doesn't turn right, so let's continue work.
Right. You two, get to it.
Loras cast Manny for like the 400th time.
Hey, where's Drog?
I assumed you knew.
Well, would you go find him?
Yeah, I got this.
Where is Drog?
Where is he?
The captain's quarters.
What did you roll for your investigation?
That is a 17.
17. Okay, hold that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Turner Jack, you slept with this bow and the string just on your little wiener.
Spring.
Played like
Wake
a beautiful
up and
harp.
I got sprung.
Yes. As you heard the sea shanty be sung by Huckabee, you woke up and in your grasp is the oath bow.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay, back to captain's quarters. What did you roll?
17.
Me either.
17.
Yep.
Fantastic. You find a shit ton of sand. There's no books. There's no wine. There's no whiskey. There's no hidden treasure.
Oh,
there's not even a bed.
Okay.
It is seriously just a room with a chair and some pane glass that's barely put together. It's quite awful.
Perfect.
What would you like to do in the quarters?
Well... He's going to dig through the sand just to make sure there's nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's still looking for his drugs.
Oh.
The man's got to have product.
That, and he's also looking for maps. He's hoping they might be here.
Okay, so you definitely don't have any maps. When you searched the chest the first time, you found everything we had talked about.
Okay.
So you got your drugs. You have your items.
Okay. In that case, he's going to be just sitting on the sand, making himself something to make it just the day a little bit more relaxed.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sandcastle.
He would just hear that.
Hey, new guy. New guy, where are you?
Dash Love. I think he has a name.
I don't remember it.
Drill?
Brog? Brock. It's Brock.
It's Doc. Drog.
Drog.
Brog?
Drog. No, it is. It's Drog. It's Drog. You were right. Drog. Hey. Drog.
You can just hear this from the captain's quarters.
What are you doing in here?
You see him on top of the sand, rolling something in the piece of paper.
What she got there?
You don't want none of this.
What do you have there? Are you rolling some of your magic mushrooms?
I am.
Great. Please roll a
D100.
55. Magic mushrooms.
55. So I'm just going to look up your 55, hold it to yourself, and whoever partakes has that effect. Don't metagame.
Dash has no impulse control.
I just know I won't say no if it's offered.
Dash is like, that looks like a nice banana.
Seven. So Dash would go, what she got there?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. And Dash stops for a second. As his stomach grumbles.
Okay.
Perfect. And he lights up, takes a hit, and hands it to you.
I don't feel like Dash would have any experience with drugs.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Realistically. Although the Feywild is probably...
It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, pretty it's druggy. Like an acid trip.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that reminds me of like a rave scene, yeah. You know? The Feywild.
Like a nature acid trip. What? They're reading a D100 list, and I'm scared.
There's a lot of eyebrows going on.
There's a lot of expression in his face right now.
Well, so
yeah, Dash would do what he did.
Give me a perception check before you take the breakfast.
That's a natural 2 for a 0.
Great. it seems all in the up and up.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So this is gonna get rid of the rumbly in my tumbly.
Sure.
Something like that.
Then he hands it back.
He takes it. Perfect.
So what do I do now? I'm still hungry. I think I'm more hungry.
So go ahead and tell Dash what has happened to him.
So the green crap mushroom is a brilliant green color caps. These mushrooms warn off those that might think about eating them. But the bright green color makes them a wonderful dye for large quantities boiled. They have a tendency to stain fingers or anything it touches. So just bright green all over your face.
Your finger.
You've poisoned me! What is this? You've poisoned me! What? Wait, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Why am I fine?
It's not one of the fun ones.
Oh.
But... It is going to stain your fingers.
He like tries to wipe it off on his pants.
Jumping back,
just ruined those.
Jumping back to the main deck. Who's doing what, and what is going on?
I feel like Huckabee would be trying to find James, considering I haven't really talked to James since I was down and out and slept, other than supper. So that's probably what I would do.
Okay,
I'd try and find James.
I was running back up, Turner Jack was, to help Laura while she was mending, because I was doing that yesterday.
Okay, so helping hold stuff and whatnot?
Hold stuff, yeah. That's pieces together.
Feeling responsible for us just basically floating adrift. She probably wouldn't stop working.
Until it's done?
Yeah. Kay. Other than the sleep, I guess. But, yeah.
Captain?
I'm working on the sail.
Okay.
Trying to get it right, the right lines and everything.
Great. Give me a... Oh my gosh, that medicine check for a sail?
It would be crap. either dexterity, either a dexterity check, or maybe intelligence if it's like him knowing how to sew it.
Yeah, I think the sheet would have been big enough. It was basically folded up. He just needs to get it up there, so probably a dex.
Yeah, probably a dex check.
Yeah, give me a dex check. You have disadvantage because you have armor on.
Dex, you said?
Yep.
That is a 9.
It's taking you a long time. You definitely need some help.
Hey, Turner, you know, if you get a moment from helping out Laura, can you help come over here and help me with the sail?
Yeah, Captain, are you a little heavy? It looks like you're struggling. Your boots keep getting caught on the rope.
Yeah, it's I'm a little heavy with me armor and stuff.
Me armor, huh? Oh, okay. yeah, give me a second. Let me get up there with you. And I just scoot up there real quick. Up the rope and grab it.
Athletics check, please. Turner?
You're in the jail. You're naughty.
Bad dice.
That's a crit, nat 20.
Nice. You jump the sail. Pure athletics. The new bow has you giddy as could be.
All excited, ear to ear.
And with that, it doesn't take you and the captain long to get the sail in place, tied down, ready to go.
Nice.
And with that, the wind starts picking things up, and the ship starts moving.
Laura, you did it. You got it.
No, we did it.
Great That's job, true. Laura.
What a touching moment.
Did we get... We got the helm working, right?
Well, like it seems to be.
Okay.
Captain, I go man so the helm. There's so much breeze up
climb
here.
Down and man the helm.
The helm's still... We're getting there. We're close.
Well, it's not quite steering yet. Should we pull... We should probably pull the sheet, Raw.
Raise the mast.
Yeah, you're not here.
If everything else is seeming okay, maybe I'll focus on the helm.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Turner, help me raise the mast.
You're getting high downstairs.
Oh, yeah,
you right.
In green.
In the gang green downstairs.
I was really hoping it was something that was gonna mellow him out.
I was hoping it was the next one down.
I run over and start pulling on the
1d6
mat,
minutes.
Or the sheet. To pull it up so it's not actually like flowing.
Sounds good. Dex check. Just
okay.
Don't trip on yourself.
That is a 22.
Are all of your dex checks at disadvantage?
It's stealth is at disadvantage.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, you're good. Got it up. Ship stops kind of moving. It's slowly pushing its way through the water. Small wake behind you.
Okay.
Jumping over to Huckabee, James Cook is doing what James Cook does. He's down in the kitchen.
James, love.
Hey there, Huck. What is going on today?
Brother, last night was a fucking time, wasn't it?
Man, I haven't done what I did in quite some time.
You know what happened to me last night?
What's that?
I hit a rubber door.
And
I almost offed myself.
So, hey, Huckabee, you remember, I think it was book 2, volume 12, right?
Yeah, I remember that book.
Rubber doors don't really exist.
I know, but...
They're a construct.
I know, but look, let me just kind of walk you through what happened last night, because this is the last thing I really remember. Before I woke up in a crate, okay? Uh-huh. So there was no way to get into that one lure. You were a fucking dinosaur. You were a goddamn gorgeous dinosaur last night.
Oh, thank you.
But I couldn't get in, so I was just like, whatever. I remember Dash saying he's seen some fellas down there, which it was only you and I down there anyway. Don't remember seeing no fellas. So I was just going to go walk in the other door. The door was locked. I tried opening it. I tried shoving it. I looked through the little peephole, didn't see nothing blocking it. Just didn't make sense in my brain. Didn't make sense as to why the door wasn't opening. So I just thought, well, if I can't open it normally, I'll just break the door down.
Well, I'm thinking back to our the adventure we wrote about. There was this time, and I can't remember exactly what there was some kind of magic that's not from this era, and it creates things that shouldn't happen or should happen or don't happen. I don't even understand.
No, I think I remember what you're talking about, because I do remember vaguely something like this happened once before, but there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just didn't really feel like I was going to be of help over there. So I hit it. And it was just like rubber. I hit it, and my scimitar came right back. I hit myself, boom, I was out. Next thing I know, I wake up. We've got a new guy, Drug.
Ooh, yeah, he seems very Bug. Nice.
I do kind of like the fella. He seems pretty.
Is he or is it she? Have you checked?
I didn't want to ask. Giblets? I didn't want to ask. But I did, you know.
That is not how you should find out.
You know, I didn't want to ask, but I hit the door. The door hit me. Shit went black, and then I woke up in a crate, and I couldn't find you. So I just wanted to see if you knew anything that happened last night. Like, what did you see? What, you know? Because next thing I knew, I was fighting a spider. I got across the thing. You were a dinosaur. I went black. There's a lot of shit I feel like probably happened.
Let's just do this, Huck. If we get the ship up and running, then we have time to sit and chat.
You know, James, I feel like this crew is a crew that's not like any other crew that you and I have ever encountered. I've got so many questions for so many people on this crew. I don't know if I can write that many songs, love.
Do you have enough paper to get through?
Or we might have to go shopping.
All right.
At
next
this
port.
Point, can Dash walk in just covered in green?
Absolutely.
Around his snout, his hand, his clothes, because it looks like he's been like white, trying to wipe it off on his clothes, and he just walks in covered in green.
Chef reporting for duty.
Yo ho, what the heck happened to you, little one?
God.
Well, I was hungry.
Dash.
And the new guy, what's his name?
Brock.
Like broccoli?
Sure, I love broccoli.
Well, you're kind of fucking green like broccoli right now, love.
Yeah, he gave me this thing to smoke. To fill me up, and it turned me green.
You smoked something from the guy we found in a prison?
Can I be honest? I thought maybe it would calm me down a little bit.
Well, do you feel calm?
No! I feel green!
Well, you look green, love, so...
I don't know what to do.
Hey, well, hold on a minute. I heard...
Don't touch me, you're too green.
Oh, believe me, love, I'm
to
not...
you're beautiful fur.
Believe me, love, I'm not going to touch you. But I heard from the great James Cook you're learning how... Well, to cook.
I am. I'm going to be Dash Cook.
Dash,
no relation.
Dash Cook, huh?
He is quite speedy in the kitchen.
Oh, that's great. You know, because if James ever needs to take a little rest or something, we still got somebody on board who can cook for us.
I'll make sure everybody stays fed.
However, I do have one concern, love.
What's that?
I'm not vegetarian.
That's what he can cook the meat or cook all the veggies.
No. What if he's sleeping and you have to cook some meat?
I'm sorry, I will vomit.
Look,
if I try to cook meat, it's disgusting.
You don't have to cook it, love. Just make sure you cook it well for me.
If I cook it, I will vomit on it.
James, love.
He has to cook the meat. I can't do it.
We're going to have to find something. So that he can cook some meat.
Well, I got a bit of an idea.
That's why you're the boss?
A bath bag.
If you're dabbling in these magic mushrooms already, maybe there's one that allows you to cook meat.
That is true, love. Maybe it won't even turn you green, because I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey,
I love green.
14 times.
I love green and I love monkeys. However, a green monkey.
You don't think it's a good look on me? And he just starts like wiping it on his.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, love. You're making it worse.
I'm going to go for a swim.
You're making it worse. But I'm just saying, maybe next time, don't smoke the green stuff.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go for a swim.
And Dash just walks up. And
before you leave, you just see a mage hand come in with another one.
Don't smoke that. It turns you green.
That's the green one.
That's the green one.
Do you feel any better? Like, did it alter your state of mind at all?
No, I just feel green and anxious.
Oh, I don't want any of that then.
Huck, you and I have to make a roll on this one.
I love it.
Is our constitution... really going to tell us not to do it? Because I'm a druggie, so this is going to be a difficult one for me. And I'm
if you say it's good, I'm probably going to do it.
That's a 14 for me.
Oh, jeez.
So I feel like if you beat mine, I'm going to do it if you do it.
I rolled an 8.
All right.
Constitution-wise, I don't know if I can resist.
No. I would hold you back because I'm assuming I would know your prior drug problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how I see this going is I'm like talking to Dash, but I see James kind of like going towards it, towards like the mage hand, and I'd come up to I would like interject myself between James and this mage hand. James, brother, you've been doing well. Dash just told us this is the one that only turned him green and made him anxious, love. You don't need it.
Well, in all fairness, I was anxious prior.
Shut the fuck up, Dash. You have no idea what we're dealing with right here. James, look at me, love. Let's just go back to the stove. Let's keep cooking, love. Let's keep cooking, love. You don't need it. James, look at me. Look at me, brother.
Hand starts leaving the room.
I will never steer you wrong. You don't need this one, love. Don't need this one.
It's not worth it. I'm much handsomer when I'm not green.
Listen here, you beautiful little monk. You need to get out of this kitchen right now. I'm dealing with some stuff, and you need to go find your captain and figure out where this ship is.
I'm going to go swim first, get the green off
Hey, Dash, whether you go find captain or whether you go for a swim, get the fuck out of here.
Dash just oblivious.
Kisses.
Just walks upstairs.
James, you good, love?
No. God damn.
Do you need me to stay with you, Wall?
You know, just hang out down here. Let's get this food. Let's get them breakfast. Let's finish this up.
Let's do it. We'll double team it. We'll get it done twice as fast. And then I'll go upstairs. We'll get this done. Let's get breakfast going.
All right.
Dash just casually walking across the deck. Come! Where are we? And then you just watch him dive off.
Dash, what? Okay. Guess he's going for a swim.
Okay.
Thank you, Captain.
Hey, Laura, can you just give me a luck check? I kind of, just like how long you've been spending repairing the ship, I feel like you would be gaining speed with this as the spells continue.
D20?
D20, and then you had a modifier that you have to keep track of. I don't recall what it is.
Maybe I feel like I would work it out. I did. Seven.
Not as fast as I was hoping.
Yeah. Not great.
You had an opportunity. You fucked it up.
A little groggy still.
A little groggy.
Well, it's okay.
She was up all night.
I was about to say, she did say she was going to work
mm-hmm.
all night.
But I also have been sleeping for like 17 days, so I feel yeah. like I'm probably okay.
Sleeping or comatose?
Comatose.
Here's the difference.
I think it was only a day.
It was. A great night's sleep, though.
Yeah.
We rolled for it. You're really relaxed.
There was a lot that happened in one day.
Yeah, we almost lost two ships.
Yeah.
Ship and a quarter.
Yeah.
Captain, address your crew.
Well, Dash, are you coming back aboard?
Oh, yeah. We'll be up in a minute. He's just doing the backstroke in the water.
Why are you just green?
There's like a water fountain that he's spurting out.
He's just spitting water.
I'll be right up. I almost got all the green off.
La, 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 la. Not la, la,
Why are you green?
It's a long story.
Would you like some too?
No!
Drug. Okay.
What were you offering? Drug?
Mushrooms?
What? Let me try one of those.
You don't need mushrooms, Turner.
But Captain, they're natural. It's not alcohol.
You know what? It's free will. You do what you want.
It's probably just lion's mane.
Help your memory.
Yeah.
Dash, I need to see you in the captain's quarters. So we need to see where we're headed.
Aye, aye, Captain.
So get your green butt back on board.
Is he clean now?
It doesn't come off. It's permanent dye.
Well, I guess this is just me now.
Is that how you're reading it?
It's It's dyed for a time frame. It doesn't There's give a time frame.
It doesn't give a time frame.
So like the hair grows out. Okay.
Captain, we might have to shave the monkey.
If you think that people are shocked when they see a talking monkey, imagine what they're going to do when they see a talking green monkey.
I like Turner's idea. We could shave you.
No! Not my hair. It's so soft.
It'll grow back.
It's green.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm trying not to think about it. Anyway, onward.
So Dash and I go in. We're going to the captain's quarters.
Fantastic. Hold that thought.
Turner's gonna scoot over to see what a mushroom is. And it's gonna hurt me.
It gives you a bonus to your constitution for 10 hours.
Oh.
D6 to your constitution, I rolled a 6.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So you have a plus 6 to your constitution right now.
Okay.
You can manually enter that in.
3 It'll hit points per level, so...
Yeah, that's really good. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Turner, you are feeling like a million bucks.
No, that's not
Someone
it.
Give him some alcohol. Let's see how long he can drink for.
Just click on the total
He's
for
from Wisconsin
constitution.
He's
oh, jeez. And it'll let you manually enter.
Modifier, right? Yeah. And what, so how much here?
Yeah, 6.
6?
That's awesome.
So.
Oh my god.
22.
22. Oh, holy fuck.
Jesus. Now I'm just like, yay. This was cool. This is better than drinking.
Yeah, drugs are cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Would it be metagaming if Dash saw how good he felt afterwards and was like, maybe I'll give it another shot?
Oh my god.
Give me a perception check. You're kind of like passing by.
That's a nat 1.
I don't think so. Drog, are you jumping back with Laura to help continue mend?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
To give that a little bit of fast forward, by the time we finish role playing a couple more scenarios out, things are going to be fixed.
Woo.
Great job, guys.
Yippee.
Go, team, go.
Okay.
Team Titans. May I run over to help them again after I'm all giddy from the mushroom?
You're going to feel like a million bucks. That's probably honestly what's promoting them to get done faster.
Yeah. It's like, let's get it, guys. Let's do it.
Between
just a cheerleader.
Yeah. I was about to say, he's the world's greatest hype man right now.
At this point, Huck and James would probably be passing the two of you as we're taking food up to the main deck. Do you guys need a little food? Or?
Oh, yes. I would love some food,
all right,
Mr. Cook.
Here you go. I'm going to give this to you, but I need to go help those people on the main deck. They're really making the money.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Mr. Cook. Awesome. Thank you for all you're doing.
Come on, Huck. Let's go make some new friends.
Dinner time. It's actually breakfast, but dinner time.
Gosh, your tunes just, they bring joy to my life.
You know, love, I was in a little bit of a dark place, so I need to sing to myself more so than I need to sing to you, just to get my own fucking spirits up, I'll be honest.
I can't believe you stabbed yourself. That's a little crazy.
Look, love, it was not supposed to be stabbing myself. Just the consequence of poor decision making.
I can see the wound.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
It still hurts a little bit. A little tender. Breakfast time! Come on and get your breakfast time.
Captain's quarters.
If we hear that, Dash is just chit-chatting. I think this song needs a little work.
It's a work in progress. He's still learning us. Anyway, Dash, boy, I need your help guiding where we need to go on this next
I
reckon.
Am an excellent navigator.
I know, that's why I asked you
Extensive
in here.
Extensive training.
So, I break out the map and everything. So.
Dash is a little, like, leery. Like, every time he touches the map, it kind of freaks him out a little bit. So he's just like looking over the captain's shoulder, just perched up on his shoulder, like, what you, yeah,
So
how about
think,
I know?
Think, I think we're right about there. And he just like floats his finger above the map.
You think so? Why don't we do this? Why don't we both hold the map and see what happens?
Let's start first with Captain is holding the map. Captain, everything has happened in the past. The blood pouring off the map is continuing to happen. You're very baffled by the experience. What gets more shocking is as Dash begins to hold his hand out as you invite him to hold the map with you, is blood begins to drip onto Dash's hand. Dash, how do you react?
Dash sees it.
You're seeing real blood hit your hand.
Captain, I think you got a paper cut. I think you cut yourself.
I don't feel like I cut myself.
And Dash is like grabbing at his hands to like look for a cut.
Fantastic. Captain, you would roll up the map a little bit at this point and give Dash both of your hands.
Dash, do you see any cuts?
No. No, it looks fine. I don't
see anything.
No, you look fine. Oh. Where was the
blood on his hand? He's like, where's... I almost said Christmas. I don't know if there's Christmas here. But look, I got red and green. But where'd the blood come from?
I don't know. I think it came from the map.
The map is bleeding.
It's a sad map.
It's a very
no one's
sad
found
map.
Monroe's chest so long.
So I told you about what I see.
Right.
With the island in the mist. And it's the same mist. When Bardis is here, I'm in the mist. It makes me nervous, Captain.
The mist?
Well, yeah, the mist, yeah, in general. Anything associated with the mist makes me pretty nervous. The map makes me nervous.
It makes me a little nervous, too, because all I'm seeing is blood.
Oh, that's worse. That's definitely worse than what I see.
And it's just flowing everywhere, and I can't see where it's going.
That seems like a bad omen. So can you show...
What if we both hold the map again?
Hopefully less blood.
Let's hope.
And Dash just like, he's kind of still perched on his shoulder, but hanging down low so that his arm is even with the captain's.
As the captain holds out the map and Dash grabs the other side, Dash, for an immediate second, just sees... seas of blood. There's no map. There's no indication of what is going on. It is pure blood. As you focus on what is going on, the shock and awe brings your perspective to the captain. The captain begins to see the center of this map, the land. The purple haze begins to follow and push the blood out. As the blood gets pushed off the map, you can only see that center island. You've never seen it before. You're not familiar with it in any of the history books. This is 100% new to you. As the blood fades, the circle begins to tighten in the center of the map. And as it tightens, the purple becomes thicker and thicker and then starts to dart through the map, almost like a Ouija board, as you're looking at that triangle circle. As the purple haze, but you can clearly see the center. The purple haze begins to dart through the map. Things are unpredictable. The blood is gone. Now you only see purple beyond the center. It lands on an island. The island is a port that you're familiar with.
Okay.
It lands on Dreadhaven. Center port. What becomes more peculiar is, as it's sitting over there, you begin to actually see the town. You begin to see people's names. Not full names. You start to see S and T's and alphabetical letters start swirling together. And then, with one final dart, the magnified point hits the watchtower on the island. And as the letters begin to swirl together, you see a name. This name is not something that you've seen before, but the name is Victor. And then you see F-I-Z,
Things are still swirling. Things aren't going right. What's going on? It's actually a really astonishing thing. At this point, I need both of you to roll a constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
I was going to say, I'm good at those, but I'm not good at disadvantage.
You said constitution?
Yep.
I mean, could be worse. 12?
Okay.
10.
At that point, you've seen the name, you've seen the purple haze, the blood has disappeared, and you both are kind of rejected from the map. It almost pushes the two of you away, compelled to not tell you the full truth, but you've seen enough.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
You saw the Dreadhaven Victor Fizzgig?
Fizzgig? Yeah.
That's a fun word to say.
Fizzgig, yeah. I like it.
So whenever I see the island, this doesn't look like the island. Do you think this is just like where we're supposed to go to find out where we're supposed to go next?
I would concur with that.
Did you see the purple haze?
I did see the haze. Now I know what you're talking about with the haze. That's a little creepy.
Did you see the haze in the ship?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I didn't see the haze on the ship earlier.
So, like I was saying, whenever I saw the door close and the figure go in, I saw that purple haze. It was the same thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's all connected, and it all brings us back to Banana Fucking Beard.
I think we need to investigate Banana Beard a little more, but I think maybe this Victor guy knows something.
Well, I think we should follow the path. We'll stay hot on it. But eventually we kill Banana Beard.
Right.
But for now, this seems like a lead.
I agree. So Dreadhaven.
Yes, now where the fuck are we?
That is the good question, my lad. Now,
would one of you like to pick the map back up?
I'll pick it back up.
Okay, yeah, Dash would still be. He's kind of a chicken.
So, give me a sleight of hand to pick the map back up.
Sleight of hand? 12.
You pick the map back up, and to your surprise, the blood is there. It's just more so on the outside edges. What actually happens is you look at the map, you can clearly see that you guys are just south of Port Escobar, inside of the horse-shaped cove on the near end. And this is the first time where you can actually see your own ship, and you get a clear picture. Well, I shouldn't say clear picture. In your mind, you believe this is a clear picture of where the ship is compared to where Dreadhaven is.
Okay, and just to clarify, in here, or just where Dreadhaven is?
So you can see Dreadhaven.
Yep.
And you can see north. Yep, right there. You're right in that between the two points.
Right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Pay for Patreon and you can see what we're talking about.
This map makes things so much easier. We don't have to get out the stupid triangle thing.
No, look at the stars and... Yeah.
Screw that, just get a map.
Right? This map is awesome.
All right, so we know where we're going.
We got our heading.
We know where we are.
Yes.
Let's fucking do it.
So, Dash, I will say, when the captain was holding the map, you don't see anything. It's just a blank sheet.
It's
back to the whole, you can't see what he's seeing.
Okay. Then,
what'd you say?
I know where we are.
Excellent. And you know where we're going?
I do.
Even better.
So, we need to go, I'm guessing this is southwest.
Yep.
So, we need to go southwest to Dreadhaven.
Aye, Captain.
You remember the little cove we were in before?
Yeah.
To our right, we're just on the outskirts of the cove.
All right.
So, we're not on the sea yet, but we're almost there.
I'll go let the boys know.
Southwest.
With that, at the top of the deck, you guys hear in a kind of muffled voice,
"Breakfast is served."
Oh, thank God.
Back on the upper deck. What's everyone doing?
I feel like Huck would be just setting the table a little bit, just putting plates out. They're empty, of course, but
just be putting plates out, you know, waiting for everybody to sit down.
Dash would be coming up to see how the progress on the helm is going. Now that they have a direction, he wants to make sure that we can go that direction.
Drog, Laura, Turner, come eat, boys. Breakfast is done.
Appreciate it. Hey, little Turner, I'm just wondering, what's with the new bow? That ain't what you were using yesterday.
Yeah. She's beautiful, isn't she?
I mean, she's something. Ain't my style.
We're a little too big to carry this thing, I think. In this form or dinosaur form.
We'll let bygones be bygones. I ain't here to argue. I'm just asking you about your bow.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited. Captain gave it to me. He gave it to me after we killed that stupid kraken.
No joke there, little Turner.
Yeah.
Just right off the kraken's body?
Yeah, it was in its guts, I guess. And he's like, here you go. And I said, sure. And this, I think, is the bow I've been looking for.
Shit, Huck. What kind of luck is that?
Oh, you know, love, I didn't even notice his bow until you brought up something, but that is a pretty exquisite bow.
Matches my exquisite boots there, Huck.
Oh, your father's exquisite boots.
Well, my father died. We've talked about this. These are my boots.
Yes, but your father picked them out, so stop trying to take credit for your father's impeccable taste and style.
The disrespect.
James, why is he always on me about my boots?
Because they're not your boots, love.
I wasn't talking to you.
James. You inherited them.
I'll be honest with you there, little Turner. Huck is an acquired taste. He's a taste I enjoy. He's company I like. He's not for everybody.
Anyway, boys, here you go. I start dishing them out. It's a nice bow.
Thank you.
Don't fuck up and lose it. And I just start divvying out plates.
Captain, I think we have some animosity on board.
No, there's no animosity. He just needs to realize they're his father's boots that he just acquired.
Well, he does like them enough to wear them.
I will say this. He acquired that bow, which is impeccable. So, there might be hope for this lad's sense of armament. Maybe not style, but armament.
You know, Huck, I've warned you about this before. You never know if someone's dead until you see the body. Are we sure his dad's dead, and should you really be talking about the dead like that?
You know what, love? You're all right. I'm just... Either way, I was complimenting his father. But you're right. You know, I apologize there, Turner. I apologize. They're lovely boots, no matter who wears them. I'm just saying, maybe you shouldn't quite take so much credit for the style. They suit you well.
Well, you saw my tap dancing in these boots.
I'm just saying those boots would look a lot better on my feet. I will never disagree with that.
I don't think your cat paws will fit in my little tiny boots.
Oh, love, you don't know what I've squeezed these cat paws into.
Yeah, a box when you're unconscious.
Oh, you're so young and naive.
And I'm just going to shove my face while I'm eating.
Yeah.
Just talking shit in between.
By this point, you guys have fully finished repairs. Great fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate what you've done.
Here, here.
Laura, love, this plate's especially for you. And I actually swapped mine and Laura's plates. And mine was like extra, like a little bit extra, like portions on top that I had James doctor up for me a little bit. And I handed it to Laura and then I handed another one to Drog.
Tips his hat to you. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. This is great. We had our rations, but I need to get to fishing. So I'm going to eat this real quick, and I'm going to sit off the side of the boat and fish for some more food for the week.
James, can I fish with you?
You're more than welcome to, Turner. Let's test that new bow against some fish.
Ooh.
I have a quick question. What does Drog look like? We haven't gotten a physical description this whole time.
Yeah, actually, that's fair. Drog, explain yourself.
I'm trying to picture. I watch a cartoon in my head while we play this. I'm trying to picture your character.
So he's a blue-green creature because he's a water genasi. So he is amphibious. So he's about 5 foot tall.
We just need one more and some drums. And we have Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah. So long green hair, gold piercings, a lot of gold on the fingers, cutlass. And, yeah, always a little bit of magic going somewhere.
And slimy?
Maybe.
Or does it just look like he sweats a lot?
Definitely looks like he sweats a lot.
Greasy.
It's the fish oils.
The omega-3s are a bitch.
Does that race have, like, flipper feet?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. I think they're just humanoid.
They are.
They just look like blue people.
Oh, okay, good.
I think they have gills, though.
Yeah. I just had an image of Hellboy, like the fish man.
Oh, yeah.
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 Ooh, or actually, you're a water genasi, so it's not even like fish-like.
Mm.
It's just they are one with the element of water.
Mm.
Okay. Like, they're essentially a water elemental humanoid.
Okay. Yeah. So. That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was not picturing a blue person.
Blue green.
Cool.
Just depends on how hot out it is.
So Huckabee would like to kind of position himself over near Dash during breakfast a little bit.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's like a chair open or.
We're just kind of all hanging on the deck and eating. So however you position yourself is more
welcome. I would just like to kind of walk up to Dash. I would imagine Dash is like either like on a barrel or like on like the side of the boat with like his plate, you know, like kind of like stoved up next to him, you know, just like eating.
Yeah, if everybody's sitting at the table, he would definitely be like there would be a barrel and then like a little booster seat box on the barrel.
And he'd be on the box.
To get him up to the right height for the table. Because he wants to sit with everybody else.
So I would go up to the barrel and be like, Dash love.
Oh, hello.
You know I love you, you little monkey.
And the feeling is mutual.
But I will have to say, what was up with the big old gorilla?
Oh, Bodice.
That's Bodice.
Yeah, that's Bodice. And he like points up next to him. Yeah, that's Bodice.
I put my hand on his shoulder and I go, love, you do realize you're pointing to nothing, right?
So he's there. He's not nothing. And actually, he's here all the time.
But whenever, watching. I will say this, whenever you're talking and you're pointing up and you're looking, you look a little mad, love. So what's...
Why not? How come nobody ever told me that?
Well, I'm telling you now because I care about you, love. Yeah, I mean, you look slightly mad. You'll just go on these fucking rants.
Well, okay.
And you'll say, oh, it's fucking Bodice. Then you'll point up to fucking nothing.
Well,
and everybody's
don't talk to
like...
him, then nobody talks to him, so I gotta talk to
hey,
him.
Hey, have you ever had an imaginary friend?
I'll be honest with you, I have not.
He prefers the term invisible friend. Because he's not imaginary, he is very real.
I apologize. Oh,
I will say, I've seen a big old monkey, and he said, Bodice, smash. So I will say, maybe he's not imaginary, but nobody sees who the fuck you're talking to. And it's
Bodice.
I understand that you know it's Bodice. We, however, do not know it's Bodice. So what's the relationship there? Because we see don't take this the wrong way, love, a cute little talking monkey.
I am cute. I am little. No offense taken.
And then we see a giant, bloodthirsty gorilla.
So
how does that happen? Because one minute you're Dash, the other minute you're
Bodice.
Yes.
I'm not Bardis. I go somewhere else, and then Bardis takes my place.
So you teleport?
I suppose. I'm just in some glittery purpleness while Bardis is doing what he's doing.
So how did... Is Bardis a whole nother being?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, he's tied to me. Our souls inhabit the same life. I don't know how it works. I just know
is
that
he on a different plane?
Yeah, he's in the ethereal plane.
So, didn't you say, love, that like somebody awakened you?
Yes, the same person that did that tied me and Bardis together.
So, was there Bardis right next to you and they were just like,
yeah.
They pointed a staff at both of you and was like, boom, y'all are now friends?
We protect each other.
Okay. I mean, I would like to say I understand, but I don't want to lie to you, monkey, because I don't.
It's a very long story. He's a very sweet boy. He's just very misunderstood.
He seems very angry.
He's just very protective.
Over you or the captain, because you're also very protective in a cute way in yourself.
He's very protective of me. I am very protective of the captain. Ipso facto, he's protective of the captain.
As much as this story enthralls us all here, Dash and everybody, I'd like to get underway.
Southwest!
We'll continue later.
Yeah.
How do you know where we're going?
How do you know where you're going?
He is an excellent navigator. Never wrong. Always knows where he's going.
Well, you know what, love? As long as we get somewhere where I can at least get off this fucking water, I'll be okay.
We're headed to Dreadhaven.
Oh, James. Do you remember Dreadhaven the last time we were there?
Pause on what we're doing here real quick. 1 second. Rolled an investigation?
No, he rolled insight to see if Dash was full of shit.
Yeah.
And I beat his ass.
Okay.
Just beat his ass.
So he truly believes that the captain is a top-notch navigator.
Okay, great.
Do we know that all of us have seen different things on the map? I can't remember if that was like a thing.
No, we have not. Right.
The only people that are aware that they saw different things are the captain and Dash. Right.
That dang place, Dreadhaven? Oh my gosh, we're going there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it seems like it'd be dreadful. I had a lot of fun last time I was there.
It's in the goddamn name.
I know, love, but it's all in the... Oh, how'd that one guy say it? In the eye of the beholder.
Beholder where?
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Did you have a dreadful time the last time we were there, James? I don't really remember. I had quite a few ales the last time we were there.
I was on drugs and not in a good place. You remember I turned into that thing when we were there?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it, but let's that thing.
Well, let's just say, James, we're both different people now. We're with different crews. Maybe we'll have a different experience.
We got someone on the ship that has magic mushrooms in a floating hand. What are you talking about?
That's why you have me, love. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you away from that. We don't want you to go back to that guy.
Do you remember the safe word? You have to, like, when I turn in something, do you remember what we talked about?
Were you two into bondage before?
No.
Just remind me, love.
It's rusty trombone.
I think it's actually the rusty fish hook.
No, God. When I turn, remember, I only turn if you're in danger.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
You roll that dice, I turn into whatever I turn into because I can't control it. And then to get me out of it, you have to soothe me down. Just
that's
the gentle pets. And talk to me.
Yes, kind of in my melodramatic tone.
Exactly. Sing me a song. It doesn't matter. That's the only way I'm going to get out.
That's true.
Unless it wears off.
That's true. I do remember that, love. And it makes sense. This is why it took you so long last time, because I was dead, or almost dead. I fucking felt dead.
If I'd have known that, I'd have given him scritches.
Well, now you know.
It only works if you kind of lull him. You have to have a...
A gentle touch.
No, it's in the voice and the touches. It's a whole thing.
I have been told I have a very soothing voice.
And whoever told you that, love, I hate to tell you, they lied to you.
Hey, Laura, can you give me a history check on Dreadhaven? Turner Jack? I don't think you'd know Dreadhaven. I don't think you would. You're too excited with your bow.
It's a 9.
Okay.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
9's good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than 8.
You know everything.
Yeah. Yeah, just tell me everything.
So, choose to keep this to yourself or not. You know the lore of a very powerful artificer on that island. Not a name, not who they are, just lore of a very powerful artificer.
I'll probably keep it to myself for now.
Selfish.
Sorry. James, are we going to fish or not?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Come on, Turner. Right. Let me show you something, and I grab a morsel of food. By the way, I still can't get this name. It's so new to me. I apologize. What do you know about Dreadhaven, sir? Or ma'am? Did anyone check your giblets?
I'm definitely a man.
Oh, okay. Okay, just checking. Now we know.
Took the easy way. 10.
You know that there are some wild drugs on this island.
Oh my gosh.
Of what I remember last time, it was a fantastic place to get some things, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Absolutely.
Do I hear this?
Yeah. We're not trying to be secretive.
Drug.
Mm-hmm.
In no way, shape, form, or otherwise, is my good friend, James Cook, going to be buying your supplies.
Fair enough.
I'm just reiterating, our relationship might change if you offer him.
Huck, I don't know. I took the smoky mushroom, and it was incredible.
Do you like to swim?
Enabler. Yes.
Turner Jack, do you like to swim?
Swim where?
In the fucking ocean.
But why would I need
Look
to swim?
At me.
I have the magic mushrooms.
Because I'm about to throw you the fuck overboard.
You can't catch me, kitty.
Oh, love. To be young and naive again.
How tall is Huck?
So much animosity.
Huck would probably be about 5'9"-ish, 5'11"-ish. And I'm nimble as fuck.
Everybody that's 5'9 says they're 5'11"-ish. Yeah. So might as well just say 5'11".
Yeah, I'm actually 6 foot.
I don't need you to talk him up. I know James, and I'm saying he gets no supplies.
And I wink at James.
Do I see the wink? I'm going to.
I don't know if I even see the wink. Let me check.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, little one. Yeah. What'd you roll for?
13.
Yeah, we both see the wink.
And I winked with my wrong eye.
Yeah. I feel like at that point, knowing what I know, I would move over to Turner Jack and I would pick him up.
Okay. Strength check.
How's your athletics, big boy?
My athletics is pretty good. What's that?
Captain, while they're doing these shenanigans, what's your orders?
So while they're doing this shenanigans, I'm gonna see the outcome of this first. Because this is gonna dictate some things.
Okay.
9.
Oh yeah, you got Turner, no problem. You didn't Ryan Gosling him and pick him up by the center of his tummy, but you got him up off the ground.
Can I do an athletics check to dodge?
Counter? Yeah.
Acrobatics.
Would it be acrobatics? I think it'd be acrobatics.
What was yours?
9.
10.
Fuck. Fucked.
You still pick him up.
Good.
It's just very sloppy. It's like a kitty with a ball of yarn.
I'm like kicking and weaving. Like, get the fuck off me. Get off me.
So this would be like the one time that you, other than like in combat, like towards you, get very serious and say, I'm not fucking with you, Turner. I will drown you. At this point, I grab the back of Huck's neck, like you would on a kitty, and grab it and just yank him and go, "Now, are we going to be play nice, like little good kitty? Put him down, and let's get to work so we can get back to Dreadhaven."
Captain, I'll tell you this. This is your crew, and I respect you. But you need to tell your crew not to mess with James, or else you will see a side of this kitty you do not appreciate.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll calm them down just a little bit. They're here to just have fun for now.
And you just see me drop them. I don't set them down. I just drop. I just drop.
And I drop.
I drop Turner.
I unclench you.
Can you give me an acrobatics check real quick?
Me?
Yeah. Do you land gracefully or?
15.
Yeah. You somehow land very gracefully.
Whack.
Right into my little...
Just lightfully on his feet. Somehow he just...
Anyway.
You just hear the softest... from his tap heels.
Yeah, his little tap just...
All right. Anyway, and as I'm walking up to the steps to go to the helm. All right, everyone. Let's man the hatches. Break down the sails. And let's get going. Laura and a drug. For all your work, though... Please, take some time to rest during this time. I appreciate everything. Dash, you know what to do.
And Dash just starts shooting up the mast, up to the crow's nest. To be the lookout.
I've been waiting to say this all campaign up to this point. So, anything else RP-wise that anyone would like to do? Turner, would you like to do a little fishing while we're... sailing the sea. Okay, cool. Laura, any RP you'd like to do?
I'm assuming any like artillery. Was there anything on the ship in that regard?
No, most of the barrels were actually just just to say this since you weren't at the episode, most of the barrels and where artillery would have been were actually just like funnels for spider webs to come out. Not much. There might be a cannon below deck that you could tinker around with, but this ship needs some work.
That's probably, not to say I'd find anything, but that's probably what I would work on, just seeing if I could piece some stuff together in case we run into problems.
Yeah. Okay, great. Go below deck. Give me another artificer check. So it's int. Sorry, I'm asking this again. It's intellect plus your modifier.
Intellect plus proficiency.
Plus proficiency.
17.
Oh, man, you're going to put a cannon together in a great amount of time.
Perfect.
Drog.
Mainly, he'd be just sensing where the magic is in the air based off of being a storm sorcerer, just trying to feel what the weather's doing. So.
Oh, great. Do you have to really roll for that at all, or is it just a sense?
Nah, just him trying to figure out what's going on, looking at the sky. He doesn't. There's no actual ability for that.
Perfect.
So.
Just enjoying, like, taking everything in, getting ready. Mm-hmm. You can kind of tell, just because of your days at sea and every drug deal you've done throughout this continent, there's a storm brewing behind you.
Okay.
Getting out of Dodge faster is not a bad idea.
I would like to bring that up to the group, if no one has also noticed the storm brewing.
Dash is at lookout. He definitely did not notice the storm.
With my passive perception super high, I think, do you want me to roll a perception check to see if I saw it while I was running over to James?
Be more of a nature check.
Oh, a nature check. Okay. Gotcha.
That's how I would look at it. That's how I would view it as a DM.
Do you just want me to roll for it?
What? The storm?
Yeah.
No, you were told.
Okay.
You just know a storm's brewing.
At 20, so yeah,
you can tell. Yeah. You feel.
You're not waves while fishing. The waves are getting crazy, kind of.
Yep. Cool.
Dash would try to get Turner to swap to take lookout for a little bit, so that he can go down and learn to cook around mealtime.
Oh, okay.
He would see if Turner could cover the lookout position, so he can go down and practice cooking.
Cool. So. Couple things we need as we're moving along. Cannon, Huck.
Huck's at the bow, just
chilling,
strumming along, playing a little tune for some shanty music for everyone to enjoy.
Perfect.
And that is why Dash doesn't pay attention to what's happening.
Your helm?
Helm.
Navigation. Okay, we got everything going on. We got
the
full ship. So, let's play this out. I need survival check from our navigator.
Oh, no.
While he's getting that rolled.
That's a 4.
Oh, no, you son of a gun.
So, today is a lucky day.
Eventually, you guys are going to figure out that Dash is real bad at this shit.
Today is Dash's lucky day. The wind is just right. The storm brewing from behind is actually giving you guys an extra gust and propelling the ship in the proper direction. I'm going to need some more of those, so keep your dice handy. Turner, you're there. We're fishing. You and James.
James, how do you normally fish?
Well, I have a couple of options. I'm kind of nature-driven, so sometimes I just jump in the water, maybe water walk. I got my sticks I can summon and just maybe pierce the fish. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just use a damn fishing pole. It just really depends.
I was going to say, I hope you have the water walk. I don't know if you can swim very well. Can you?
Well, let me show you a little bit of a cool trick. And he pulls out a piece of food from breakfast. He goes, is this your animal?
Yeah, Hockey.
So check this out. And he hands the hawk the food, and he kind of talks into the hawk, and it kind of astonishes you how well he can communicate with this thing. Mm. And Hockey goes out, and he's instructed basically to go catch a fish. And James describes the type of fish he needs to catch. Hockey goes out, catches it, brings it right back. Mm. I have just cast Speak with Animal. Mm. I will make sure to take a spell slot for that. Normally it's for people, but I think it's cool to do it that way, so fuck it. Our animal messenger. I think it's cool to catch fish with it, so.
Yeah,
I mean, we can do it all kinds of ways. What's your preference? How about you use that bow? Take a shot at the water. Do you see that fish?
Yeah, right on there. I see that big old fish right there.
You're going to have to jump in and grab it, though, if you hit it.
Can you...
Can you save me? I'll help you out.
Can you save me if I can't really swim that well.
It's okay. And he touches your shoulder. You can just walk on the water now.
Okay. Another spell slot.
It's fine.
For fishing.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
So.
That's what we're here for.
So this fish is pretty big, I think. We saw it. It's bigger than me.
Roll a d20 for size.
Okay. Oh, fuck. A 2?
It's a minnow.
It looks huge to you.
Yeah.
Can you just roll an attack with your bow, with your new bow?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
D20 easier to attack.
No, that's my hit. He won't. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry. So 21 to hit.
You nailed this fish.
Hmm. Do you want me to do damage as well? No? Okay. So, yeah, so 21. Just pull back and right through the back of the head. James, I got it!
All right, jump out there and get it.
I said jump?
Yeah.
It's a long jump.
I don't give a shit. Okay. You want to kill it, you go catch it.
So he just jumps off. And just boom. And then just like, oh, yeah, you casted Water Walk.
Athletics check real quick.
It's just a little.
That's fine. Falls on the concrete.
13.
13. Yeah, you land. Not the most graceful you can, but you land on the water. No problem.
Like, still hit my. I'm still wet, like, all over, because even though I have water walk, I'm just soaked. Still
splash
everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, get over to the fish, and I look up at you holding it. James, I got it!
That's a trophy fish there, little one.
Just a proud little kid.
Dad, look.
But how do I get back up?
Oh, you got to climb the rope ladder. That ain't my job to get you back up here.
You can't pull me up?
No. Cold.
I'm not that big.
I don't have a fishing line. Did you not? I sent your hawk out to go get fish.
Okay. So I go up to the, and
mind you, this whole time the boat's still going.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like trying to catch up to this with my tiny feet.
You've got the fish above us.
Yeah. Just trying to catch up to the ship, trying to hold on. And I do have in my inventory, I have a rope.
You don't have to worry about that. There's already rope off the side of the ship.
Oh,
to
so
get
I
back.
Tie it to tie the fish to myself, and then I'm gonna try to climb the net like a ladder up there. Do you want me to roll athletics?
No, you're
so
fine.
So I'm get back up on the ship, and I'm all, Captain, look. He's on the top, right?
Yeah, he's at the helm.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, Captain, look at this fish. I caught it.
How big is the fish?
When he holds it above his head, it's like this. But if he holds it out like here, it looks huge because of how small he is.
That's a great fish there, Turner. Great job.
Thanks, you. I did it with the bow you gave me.
Oh, great. You got the bow.
Yes. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I guess it was kind of a team effort, but you went in there and got the guts out of that thing. So.
I sure did. It was a great time.
Laura, do you want to go ahead and fire the cannon you've been working on?
Yeah.
What? Laura found another cannon.
What do I do for that?
You don't know this.
I'll just do an attack roll. Just don't critically fail.
Sorry, that was.
And then dash. I need another.
I did not critically fail.
Oh, good. Good. Can I get another survival check?
Uh, 13.
Okay, getting better. Please describe this cannon. Does not work flawlessly. But it has a good oomph. Most of the things that should happen in a cannon, you expect to happen. Describe to us the scenario.
Are there any cannonball-ish materials that I found? Or how am I feeling this cannon?
Wait, say that one more time.
How am I, like, what did I
what
find?
What projectile
it, like,
yeah. was he using?
Oh, there was a little couple cannonballs scattered about. You had some gunpowder. Pretty much normal makings to fire a cannon.
I would imagine I might put a little magical oomph into it since that's my whole shtick. Is maybe I give it a little extra punch.
Sure.
Kind of like scrounge together a couple cannonballs, but yeah.
Great. Give me a... give me a nature check. Let's see if you what's in your surroundings.
22.
There's a cliffside.
Oh, perfect.
In the direction of your cannon. Would you like to fire at it?
Yeah, I'm going to aim at the cliffside, see how well I calibrated the aiming devices.
You hit it. Not where you want, but not far off.
Okay.
As you hit it, rocks start to fall down, some shale, causes some splashes. Nothing crazy.
Okay. If I have some more I don't know how much cannonball type materials I have, but...
Roll a d20. Twice.
Am I adding these together, or you just want the highest roll?
I just needed both numbers.
12 and a 19.
12 cannonballs, 19 barrels of gunpowder.
Okay.
Jeez.
Maybe I'll fire like two more just to kind of figure out how best to aim this thing.
Great. Make two more attack rolls.
So while this
Dash
is
salivating.
Well, not a critical fail, but not as good as the last one.
Okay, so you're when you're trying to home it in, went a little too far the wrong way.
It's about the same boat.
About the same boat.
Yeah.
Still working on it.
All right. I don't want to blow too many of the supplies. So.
So while that happens, Huck would hop off of the barrel on the bow that he was sitting on and be like, "What the fuck is going on? Why are we shooting?"
I think Laura found the cannons.
Oh, thank the golds. I thought we were about to get in another tussle again. And then you'd hear him just yell, "Good job, Laura! Keep on going, darling! You're doing great!"
I'd just throw up a thumbs up.
And then I would just sit back down and start strumming, but I would kind of be looking a little nervous.
Dash, did you hear the cannon went without us?
Yeah! How rude!
What? We didn't even get to shoot it.
He took three shots. That could have been one for... She took three shots. It could have been one for her, one for me, one for you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay, I was like, you guys can shoot one more if you want.
Did you hear that?
Really? Yeah. Can I load it too?
Go ahead.
Dash just leaves his okay. post.
Okay.
Let's be real.
And then we're like holding it together, like the lighter stick. Like we're just holding it, looking at each other.
You do this one, I'll do the next one.
I'll kind of point to her eye shot more. Before and say, see if you can do better.
Laura, I think what we kind of fun in this scenario, hear me out here, I think you should almost have to do like another intelligence check to try to explain to them how the cannon works.
Okay. Well, Dash fired one.
He did.
But not this one.
But not this one.
Oh, okay.
25.
You teach these guys beautifully.
Hey, look at that.
His brain grew 3 sizes that day.
So if you want to explain to them how to load the cannon.
I'll kind of show them how to shove in the makeshift cannonballs and how to load the gunpowder. And
this looks way shadier than the last one I fired.
It's going to work
like
great.
It.
It's going to work great.
Oh, I trust you.
It's a lot bigger, Dash, than the other one.
This one seems haphazard.
Just like our crew.
Good point. And is just not even thinking about it, just takes the punk and goes, boom!
Okay. Was it you and Turner both? Like, were you holding each other's hands as
I think
you hit
she,
it?
He thinks he took it out of my hand. And he's so excited.
Yeah,
so excited.
He started explaining this, and Dash is just holding this punk. And as soon as he's, like, done with his spiel, Dash is way less like scared of this thing. Now it's just like, yeah, this is gonna work.
Go ahead and roll for it there, Matt. I mean Dash.
That big dice scares me. That's a 5?
Scared of the big things, are we, love?
Oh no.
I've already blew up one cannon. Don't do this to me.
Not for a lack of lore explaining how it should be done. A lack of excitement because before the cannonball actually hit the gunpowder in the barrel, you fired the cannon. So it didn't get full velocity and it just kind of petered out. So it shot out, but
splash right
not what
water.
You expected.
What? You did it wrong. It's supposed to go way over there, not right there. This is clearly bad engineering.
You're right. I'll kind of roll my eyes.
And Dash totally believes that she has accepted blame.
I won't point at the cliff side that's got holes in it.
Good luck, Tanner. This thing's faulty.
I think you just have a limp shot there, Dash.
I've never had any complaints that I've understood.
Trog?
You should know from the banana cream pie you witnessed.
So, I guess I don't know how much ammo is there, right? Since he's the only one. So I'll take another cannon. Just like this, Laura, right? And I shove it in there. And then he's like, no, Dash, it's my turn. And I grab it. And then I slowly just, like, wait and just, like, holding the pressure. And then just hit it.
Okay, explain to me your steps one more time. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you followed Laura's instructions. Mm-mm. Cool.
Roll it.
I'm not even going to make you roll. So as the, my gosh, what do they call that dang thing? Fuse. As the fuse hits the barrel, and when you would expect it to explode and shoot something out, it just stops. Nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Nothing further. Just done.
Mm-hmm. I told you, faulty.
Laura, it might be Dash. I'll fire the cannon. How about?
Okay. All right. I trust you.
You guys go. You pat it. Boom!
All right, Dash. Let's stand here. Let's let her do it.
I've lost interest. Back to my post.
Okay. Laura, go ahead and take.
Sorry. What the heck is it?
Go ahead and mark inspiration on your character sheet.
Ooh. Wow.
Drog.
So, would I be able to use a cantrip but not have it do damage?
Maybe.
perfect. He would like to use Ray of Frost to cool whatever mug of whatever he's drinking down to this nice chilled beer.
Oh, no problem. You are definitely in control of that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, whatever he's drinking on watching the storm roll in, he's just going to...
Fantastic. I have a question. Would Drog be close to Captain?
Probably.
With your mug, do you guys have any, is there any banter or anything you would like to, or even maybe talk to the captain? This is the first time you guys would be quote unquote alone.
He'd be kind of quiet at first just to see what his initial thoughts are because he's new to the crew and just see what happens.
So, Drog.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, kind of from here, from there. Do a lot of trading, a lot more smuggling. Pretty much I'll sell anything that I can make money on. Tends to be more the legal stuff because that's where I get the money, but, you know.
So, I got another question for you then. Going back to before, when you got captured, why were you captured? Or is it all just a mystery and you just ended up in a cell?
Blackout drunk.
All right. Were you working for anyone at that time, or?
No.
Under anyone's control?
Not that I can think of.
Can I insight check him?
You can.
See if he's telling. God, that's terrible. I gotta find me mouse. That is a 5.
15. Deception. Yeah.
I believe him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
So, how long have you been doing the smuggling business for?
Oh, since I left the rest of the Genasi tribe. They frown on, you know, leaving the water, going on land, dealing with land in general, which that's where you find all the fun. In excitement, so?
Not under the sea?
Well, you can find some fun things there, but it depends on how far you want to travel.
I hear everything's better down where it's wetter.
Take it from me.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
We didn't see
I don't
it.
Have any true children.
Dash.
Yes.
3 more checks.
3 more? Oh, fuck. This is...
Captain.
Oi.
Fast right. travel
oh,
or not?
Sweet.
I should ask Actually. This. Is there any more RP anyone wants to do? Because besides that, I think we should fast travel to the port.
I agree.
Do I still need to make the 3 checks?
Yeah. Yep, 3 checks.
The first one's 17.
Okay.
20.
Roll the 20. Big one.
And a 4.
You are man. So what I'm checking for is actually for you to stay ahead of the storm.
Oh. Yeah, my last one was a natural 3 for a 4.
Averages are better.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay, good.
Any more? So floating right along. Things are trucking.
Oh, God.
Any more RP you want to do as a captain?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Time passes. Mm-hmm. Everyone's make sure to take another long rest if you use any spell slots.
I just like clicking buttons.
It's probably about a 2-day travel is what I would consider it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's well fed. Fish have been caught. Oh, things are doing great.
Think about that too.
As the storm that has been chasing you up to this point kind of starts to pitter out behind you. You come across what you see is a pretty massive land mass. You see a bunch of rock face cliffs towards the south, and it slowly tapers off into what you would see as a port. Port with some dry land. What's odd about this place is how kind of gloomy it is. Very overcast, very Seattle-like. Things aren't... It's kind of rainy, very dreary. Yeah, this is, seems like a very dreary port to come to.
Do we see the lighthouse?
You do not see the lighthouse.
Okay.
It's misleading. I just had to make it giant.
I assumed it wasn't to scale.
Not to scale. No. Yeah. I'm not a cartographer.
Cartographer.
Big words.
Jeez. Anyways, so you guys roll into port. The port's beautiful. Everything's really well maintained. All the wood is really kept well. It's actually kind of welcoming because there's merchants sitting right on the docks willing to sell some fish, potions, different types of merchandise. Very welcoming town. It's just kind of rainy and dreary for the most part. As you guys start getting up to the dock, how would you like to park your ship?
No. Typically, do we dock the ship, or would this be, is the dock big enough for a ship, or do we need to?
It's harbor-like, so there's plenty of room for you to dock your ship.
Yeah, we dock our ship.
Great.
Captain, do you have any gold?
No. No.
There's a problem. I don't have any gold either. And they're going to want money at the dock.
It's okay, Captain. I have some gold.
Problem solved.
Excellent.
As you guys slowly bring the ship into harbor, pull up the mast, slowly roll in, you have two options here. You can either park on the in the harbor, or you can throw down your anchor and row in a boat. Captain, your choice on how you want to proceed.
I'd like to anchor and then head in.
Okay, great.
Were there any distinguishing like features of this boat? I feel like as a former pirate, I probably would have thought of that before we...
What features are you looking for? And let's roll for it.
Like maybe like a painted emblem of some sort, I'm assuming.
Or like a notable figurehead.
Yeah. Just something that would like say this is definitely this boat.
Mm-hmm. You weren't here for the episode, but the Venom emblem is on both sides of the front hall.
Okay. Chance that I would have thought of that while we're at sea?
You can roll a history check.
That was a confident 12, though.
It was.
You've heard of it, but you don't really know the history of it.
I was just thinking of what I think to like scrub it off before we basically took the ship and sailed into port.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You would know to try to clear the ship of anything that's notable.
Okay.
So as we're coming up to port, can I make a perception check to see if I see any boats that maybe are also in the Buccaneers Reckoning ported?
Okay,
since
so
I'm at the bow, looking ahead.
So, let me think on that. Let me come back to you. Does anyone else want to check for anything?
Dash would want to ask the captain. So, Captain, we need to turn in those bounties, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Should we do that? Do we do that now with the little ball? Or do we do that in port?
I believe we do it with the ball.
Should we do that before we go? Maybe we can go in with some clout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the name out there. Get the bounty up.
So, yeah, I totally spaced the ball. But, yeah, during this time, I'm presuming we probably got the captain's quarters cleaned up and the ball put in there and everything.
The ball will be at the helm. Remember, on this ship, it was different than the...
Oh, we got hers, too. Mm-hmm. Or is it just ours? Don't know. Okay.
We are in possession. That's 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the orb on for the turning in the bounties.
Fantastic. with a zip of lightning, what you would notice is kind of like a hummingbird, a very bright green glowing hummingbird just shoots out probably about 100 feet in the air and basically in a northeast direction, which you would know is back towards Port Escobar. And that's what happens.
Okay. Do I need to... Does the orb tell me to present anything or...
Just gotta hang out. See what happens.
Okay.
Is that, like, easily visible from outside?
Everyone sees it.
So, okay.
Everyone sees it.
See that, Captain? Now people don't take notice.
Aye.
But
we're gonna
the
know.
Talk of the town.
Okay. Back to your check. You can roll... Remind me what you're rolling for, and then let's role play it.
So I just want to see if I see any other Jolly Rogers on ships that are already ported that are pirates that we could collect bounties on.
Okay, before you make your roll, who is your target audience?
I don't have anybody particular that I want to get, just somebody above this crew that maybe might help raise. So realistically, I would want to keep this to like myself.
Okay.
At first.
Okay, cool, because the rest of the crew has no idea where the bounties or anything are at.
Exactly.
Except for one other person.
But the only reason I say that is because, you know, James and I have been on other on other boats. So I would want to see if there was anybody here that like, depending on how I felt, if I should warn the captain about, be like, hey, maybe we shouldn't stay here very long, or like, hey, this is somebody that we might be able to
make your roll.
Easy pickings.
Yeah. Investigation. 17.
We'll pick it up in the next episode.
And with that, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Monroe's Chest, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a comment to let us know what your thoughts are on the episode were. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
I liked the enthusiasm on...